Simone, great to talk to you again. Thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Max. Good to hear from you.
What is it like being a pro athlete in the amazing city of Los Angeles, which you're going through for the first time this year?
It's been exciting. Definitely a transition for me coming from Portland. definitely a lot more sunshine, which is cool. No, LA is a pretty cool city. There's so much to do. Always something new to explore. There's also a whole bunch of other sports teams around, so that part's pretty cool. Just like being able to go see like the LA Sparks play or a Dodgers game and stuff like that, and kind of just join the LA sports community. So it's been really exciting, and I've really enjoyed it.
You were on the Portland Thorns for your first 3 years in the NWSL. What was it like starting your pro career in a city and a state where women's soccer has been the sport way before the pro league even existed?
It was definitely a really cool experience. Portland is a special place. Kind of like you said, women's soccer gets so much support there. So just being able to go and play in front of like 20,000 people week in and week out was like really exciting and a very special experience. And I think just our team being so ingrained in the community was awesome, because you get to like develop so many connections with so many people. And also, Portland's like a really cool town. It's just like a funky place if you've ever been. There's so much to do there too. So I definitely enjoyed my time there. Loved my teammates. We got along well, and it was a really good jumping off place for me.
Did you watch Portlandia, the TV show, while you were there or ever?
I did not watch Portlandia, but I've heard so much about it, and I heard it's pretty spot on.
Yeah, you basically lived it. It is scary authentic how wildly accurate it is while seeming so not real, but it is very real as you lived. Simone Charlie is on the line with us. She now plays for Angel City FC, first-year team out in L.A. in the NWSL after her time in Portland. What is it like moving teams and going to an expansion team, and is it them picking you, you picking them, you getting traded as the league expands?
Yeah, so it's been pretty cool being a part of an expansion team. You get to set the tradition. So for us, it's just about building a foundation and kind of being able to set our own goals. And yeah, it's pretty cool being a part of something new. As far as like getting here, I think it's kind of a mutual picking of each other. Like I said, I loved my time in Portland, but it seemed like it was time for me to take a new step. And Angel City expressed their interest in me, and so we kind of just like picked each other. And it's been really cool being a part of something that obviously it's a really cool soccer team to be a part of, but also just they value the community and just giving back to those who support us. So being able to be a part of something bigger than soccer, I think for me, has been the most exciting part.
The list of players that you currently play with on Angel City and also played with in Portland for fans of the U.S. women's national team and other international teams is absolutely unbelievable. You played with Kristen Press to start this year. You played with her up top. Sydney LaRue just joined your team. And, I mean, in Portland, it's Megan Klingenberg, Tobin Heath, Becky Sauerbrunn, Christine Sinclair, Lindsay Horan. I mean, it is unbelievable the caliber of player that is showing up every night in this league. What is that like for you to be a starter and a regular amongst players like that?
No, it's been a dream come true, to be completely honest. Being able to play with literally some of the best players in the world, day in and day out, is definitely something that, like I said, it's a dream come true. And I feel like for me, it's really cool just being able to learn from people and learn from their habits and seeing how their discipline is like what got them so far, and just their work ethic, and being able to just kind of glean some of that from them has been really cool. But I definitely sometimes have to pinch myself like on the field and just be like, yo, like, I'm really out here with like people that like I used to watch on TV. And I even remember one of my first games playing for Portland when we played Orlando, and like Marta was on the other side of the field, and like she was definitely one of my favorite players growing up, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like I'm really out here with Marta. So, yeah, it's it's a dream come true, and it's awesome.
I will ask you about one specific play from your pro career. It's your first goal for your new team for Angel City in a Challenge Cup game. I can only describe it. And Simone, I saw you score some crazy goals at Vandy in a lot of different ways. I'm going to go ahead and call this goal a crazy arcing fadeaway header. How did you pull this off, and how would you describe it? Was I close?
That's funny. Yeah, well, I first have to shout out my teammate, June. She put a great ball in. It was basically off of a corner kick. We recycled the ball. She got it wide and just literally put it right on my head. It was a little behind me, so I just kind of jumped up and arced back to kind of pop it up over the keeper. But, yeah, it was pretty exciting. It was great being able to finally get my first goal for the club and get the ball rolling for the season.
All right. We both used arced, so, like, I was at least close in my using terms. I used terms from, I think, five different sports in trying to describe that. So I'm glad I got part of it right. We're talking to Simone Charlie, former Vandy soccer and triple jump star, and now a pro player in the NWSL for Angel City FC in L.A. Let's talk about your time at Vandy, Simone. You played two sports at Vandy. You excelled in both sports, and you were either all-conference or all-American in both sports. How many other schools offered you in both, and were you technically on scholarship for just one or both, and what was the process of just creating all that like?
Yeah, it was definitely just a blessing to be able to do both. That was something that I had dreamed about doing since I was a kid. But it all kind of came together, honestly, the grace of God. But it came together pretty last minute. I wasn't highly recruited at all out of high school. I actually visited Vandy just like on my own, like just did a regular tour and everything.
Wow.
And just like fell in love with the school. And so I went and like knocked on the soccer coach's door and was just like, hey, I play soccer and I'd love to play here. Like, I don't know if you guys have any scholarships, but like, I just would love to come. And they were just kind of like, okay, if you think so, like, who is this girl? And so anyways, I had like a tournament a couple weeks later and I like emailed them just like begging them to come to my game. And so, yeah, then Derek Green at the time ended mm-hmm. up being able to make it out to the tournament. And that's kind of when the ball started rolling as far as me coming to Vandy. And then once I came for my official visit, I was wanting to ask about doing track, but I was too nervous because I was like, I barely skated in to get on the soccer team. Like, they only had, I think, one scholarship left. And so I was like, I can't ask to do a whole nother sport if, like, you barely got me on the soccer team. But then after I finally, like, verbally committed, he just was like, hey, actually, I talked to the track coaches and they saw that, like, you jump. Would you possibly be interested in be doing track here, too? And I remember just, like, looking at my mom and just, like, my jaw dropped to the floor.
Because
I was like, yes, that's what I've been wanting to do. So, yeah, it was, like, literally the grace of God. And,
wow.
Yeah, like I said, I wasn't highly recruited. It was basically I wanted to come to Vanderbilt. I picked them, and then luckily they ended up picking me back.
Wow. So for those of you listening who don't know who Simone Charlie is, who you're hearing for the first time ever right now, That is the story of how she last minute got onto the Vandy soccer team, then ended up on the track team that she was too shy or nervous to ask about getting on. She ended up being all SEC and a future pro in soccer and an All-American and near Olympian in triple jump. So the start of an absolutely wild story. And your soccer journey at Vandy is a crazy one because the head coach you just mentioned, Derek Green, left the team at the end of your sophomore year. Darren Ambrose, who's the current coach, was hired, and the team had totally bottomed out. You were the best player on a not-so-great team your sophomore year, and then Darren Ambrose came in, started to change the culture, and you experienced the beginning of that. But that first offseason, and you were with track for some of this too, so many players left mm-hmm. the team because the standards had been upped. There were practices, I was told, with like 10 players there, basically. What do you remember about all that?
Yeah, so yeah, Darren came in for my junior season or the spring of my sophomore year. Mm-hmm. And like you said, I was doing track at the time, but, you know, my best friend Lyd, who was on the team, we roomed together. And so I remember her, like, coming back from training every day and being like, Sim, guess what we did in practice today? And being like, oh, my gosh, like, this is so different. And, yeah, Darren came in and just, like, set a really high standard for us. And he changed the culture in the best way. And I think he definitely challenged us, and it was very hard, and it was a very trying time. But I think for us, it's what we needed and helped bring out the best in us. And so I remember just, like, going to practice, and, like, one thing Darren, like, prides himself on is, like, everyone is kept to the same standard. It doesn't matter if you're playing 90 minutes every weekend or if you never see the field. It's like, no, if you're not upholding the standard, he will hold you accountable. Like, he's not,
yep.
Like, everyone
I can attest to that
standard, which is something that I really respected. And he also just really, really cared about character, and he pretty much just used character to inform, like, his decisions and inform, like, how we move forward as a team. And basically it was just like, we're going to improve everyone's character and you'll see the results on the field. And so it was a lot of just, like, reading books together, the five dysfunctions of the team, and who moved my cheese, and, like, all these different books. And it was, like, yeah, a lot of just, like, learning. And it was great. I feel like I learned so much. Like, I still call Darren now to talk about team culture at the pro level because I just respect his opinion so much.
Wow. Well, he's about to start his eighth season as the head coach at Vandy, SEC champion head coach, and it's still rolling, and he's still got his original assistants there with him too. So you were there for the start of something amazing, and the one final step in your soccer journey at Vandy was you took an entire season off what would have been your senior year after a very, very intense triple jump spring leading up to the 2016 Olympics, which you were training for that entire time. Why did you decide to take off that fall of soccer after trying to make the Olympics, and who helped you the most with that decision?
Yeah. So who helped me the most with that was easily the late David Williams. Mm-hmm. He was amazing. And I remember having a conversation with him going into 2016 or going into 2015, and we had, like, gone to this, like, there was, like, a speaker at Vandy, and I happened to run into him there, and he was, like, just ended up driving me in his little golf
yep.
cart thing.
The signature cart.
You know? Yeah, the signature golf cart. And he was just like, hey, Simone, like, I know that, you know, the Olympic trials are coming up next year, and you are more than capable of being a part of that. And he's like, I think you should take it. And if you, he's like, I want you to think about it. But if this is something you want to do, come to my office and we'll talk about it and we'll figure out how to make it happen. Like, don't worry about redshirting or scholarships or anything like that. Like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I want you to have that. And so go back to your dorm, think about it, and once you come up with your decision, come to my office and we'll make it happen. And so I'm incredibly thankful for him, and just not even just that experience, but just, like, how he helped me throughout my entire college career. And so, yeah, I ended up after that, I remember having a long conversation with my parents, and we're just like, yeah, like, when else can you compete in the Olympic trials? You know, that's not something that comes around very often. And so I ended up, like I said, going to David Williams' office and being like, yep, this is what I want to do. And so we ended up having this, like, meeting with, it was the soccer coaches, the track coaches, and everyone, David Williams, like, all of us, like, in this conference room of, like, okay, how can we do this? And, like, what would put me, like, in a good position to do this? And it, for me, was just having to redshirt that soccer season, because track would end up going until mid-July, and that would only give me, like, a week and a half to try to, I guess, get my life together for soccer season. And it was just kind of like, there's no need to, like, rush all that. And if, let's say, the Olympic opportunity did come around, then, like, you want to be able to just be present for that. And so, yeah, we ended up deciding on redshirting soccer that year.
And you ended up playing the following fall of soccer. So you played 4 full seasons of soccer, 4 full springs of track as a triple jumper. And correct me if I'm wrong, you also got a grad degree out of all this too, right?
Yeah, so I was able to get a master's degree, which was really cool. That was another, like, positive out of the situation was my being at Vanderbilt for another year. I was already somewhat on track to graduate early, and so I was able to pretty much graduate a semester early and then start grad classes the following term going into what would be my redshirt year. I was able to get a master's in medicine, health, and society, which is pretty awesome.
So two Vanderbilt degrees, all conference or all American in two sports, and a pro athlete. If you don't know Simone Charlie, she loves Nashville. She's an Alabama native, and she is on Angel City FC, the first-year team in Los Angeles that is getting a ton of fan and celebrity and support in the NWSL. Simone, so great talking to you. Always great to follow your play. And good luck tomorrow night in a big game against San Diego out there.
No, so good to hear from you, Max. Thank you so much for having me.
That's Simone Charlie, former Vanderbilt star in two sports, in soccer and triple jump. All SEC in soccer, now a pro soccer player. And the crazy part about it is triple jump was probably her better sport, and she almost made the Olympics in it. But soccer, as you heard, was the sport that got her the scholarship, and she was too nervous to even ask to join the track team in the beginning. And she ended up in the U.S. Olympic trials 3 years later. So just an unbelievable athlete. Her family is incredibly athletic, and triple jump is the main sport amongst her family, especially her siblings, including her brother Miles, who was a triple jumper at Troy in their home state of Alabama, and actually worked in the athletic department at Vandy for the last few years and still lives here in Nashville. So great to talk to Simone. I interviewed her quite a bit in college as the star player on the soccer team that was one of my main beats and my main broadcast beat at the student radio station for her Vanderbilt soccer career. So cool to have three athletes that I've known for a long, long time since our freshman years of college on the show. Oren Burks was first up, NFL linebacker, now on the Niners. Simone Charlie, NWSL player. We'll take a break, come back with the only one of the three tonight who is not a current pro athlete at the highest level of their sport. Roe Coleman did play 1 year of minor league baseball after 4 years as a starting outfielder for Vandy Baseball from 2014 to 2017. He is now in the Nashville area doing some very high-level amateur baseball coaching and recently got his first full chance to coach the highest-level rising senior high school baseball prospects in the nation with USA Baseball, and he actually just got back from Cary, North Carolina at their development camp yesterday. And he was nice enough to come to us the first day right after that. So Roe Coleman is next. All these interviews are going to be on the Game Nashville podcast page on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can find them there at the end of the show tonight if you missed any of them. My name's Max Herz. It's all Vandy class of 2017 tonight. Me and three of my significantly more athletic acquaintances here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.